So as time went on growing up, I mean, you mentioned the Sullivan Heights subdivision. Did you notice that Burnaby was not kind of growing closer and closer? You mentioned neighbors complaining about the smell. Do you kind of see that Burnaby was getting closer to you?
You know, our area didn't change.
It stayed rural all the time.
It stayed rural. You know, people had like half an acre. Mr. and Mrs. Gale lived across the street, and their daughters were Wendy and Carol, and we played together. We're still friends. They had 2 acres. We would play in the bush there. Mm-hmm. We'd make, you know, houses in the trees and, you know, whatever. We played there. And there was the Drews bought over where the hydro, there's a hydro, what do you call it? One of those hydro transmission line things over there, and they bought property there. And then when hydro wanted to put in that transmission line, you know, structure, they sold. It was always like that while I was growing there. It wasn't until my parents sold in 69 that it to put all those townhouses in that area. That's when that area changed. But the government road from Keswick down to Caribou, is more or less the same. I think the Hobbs house is gone, but it's not much difference.
So your dad sold the farm in 1969.
Yeah.
And you think he did it with regret, or was he time to move on? Or?
No, I don't think it was with regret. I think it was it was time. You know, he got an offer, and it was time, and they owned the trailer court, and they owned the 3 lots directly behind the trailer court, because my father didn't want anyone complaining. So what they did was they built their dream house on one of these lots, and my mother could sit in her living room and see everybody coming in and out of the trailer court. She could watch. She had binoculars, and she could watch.
She could, and she did.
And she did, yeah. And they kept the trailer court till probably sometimes in the 70s, and they sold it, you know.
And you think your mom regretted moving off the mushroom farm?
No. I asked her, and she said no, she didn't regret moving. She... When she moved, she left a lot of the furniture and kitchen stuff there because my brother and his wife were going to rent it and grow mushrooms until this company was going to start building townhouses. And she bought all new, and she started a new life. And they had a good life.
Well, yeah. The mushroom farm sounds like a lot of work, too.
It was. They worked so hard. You know, if anything broke down, my dad had to fix it, and... It was a lot of hard work. And they were busy. My dad belonged to like Rotary Chamber of Commerce. He was involved with the Mushroom Association. And he was always taking, you know, a course to learn more about mushrooms or to learn something. And my mom was involved with the church a little bit when we were young. And she was always taking courses. She was into crafts and art. And so they were busy people, always doing. Yeah, and they had a good life.
Well, that's good to hear.
Yeah.
And the folks who bought the farm, did they do anything with the land soon after?
They built a whole bunch of townhouses. It's all townhouse area now. And...
Any reminders? If you go back today, can you see it as it was?
No.
Oh well.
And down the street, I'm just thinking now that at the corner of Lougheed and Keswick, there was the Graham brothers. They were Irish, and they grew. They had chickens, and as a child, they were old. Because. They looked old to me, so I don't know how old they were, but they were involved with the Irish sweepstake tickets.
Oh, yeah.
They would sell them. So I remember that. I don't know if anyone ever won, you know, when they bought from them, but they sold them.
Well, interesting era to grow up, an interesting part of town to grow up. It was, I think, different from other corners of Burnaby that maybe had more subdivision development and that sort of thing.
Yeah, it was more rural.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, did you have any other observations you wanted to relate?
Trying to go through this. Well, my brother became more involved with growing the mushrooms. My brother Alan, he left school and, you know, helped my dad mm-hmm. build the mushrooms. And then when my dad sold it, like I said, he took over, and then he moved to Langley and he built his own. I think I mentioned that. And my dad had a couple of men work for him. It was Tori Anderson and Darrell Holmstrom. So he had, you know, hired people mm-hmm. to help as well, because you couldn't run it by yourself. You needed right. people to work for you. And when my mother would hire a picker, you know, she would put an ad in the paper. And usually it would be local people, like Mrs. Lamont did it, and Dorothy Etson, and different, you know, local housewives would mm-hmm. do it, because it would be great for when their kids would be at school. They just do it for a few hours.
Make a little extra pocket money on the side.
That's right. So my mother's way of telling if someone would be a good worker was how fast they walked. Oh. If they were a quick walker, they'd be a good worker. If they walked slow, don't hire them.
Because they're paid by the time, by the hour, I guess.
Yes, yes, they're paid by the hour, and even as children, my parents paid us to work to pick mushrooms. Mm. We got a check, and a check or money, I can't remember. Yeah, and I would put my money in the bank.
You wouldn't put it under the house where the rats.
No,
would get at it.
No. And our family, our name, my parents changed our name from Stiglich, I-C-H, to I-S-H. I'm not sure if my father did it legally, but my birth certificate says the I-S-H. But my parents found that when they were being in business and they would stay Stiglich, people couldn't spell it.
Hmm.
So my mother would, I could hear her on the phone, it's Stiglich like in English. And so that's why they changed it. But my brother legally changed his spelling back to the I-C-H, but I still have the I-S-H.
And the name Stiglich
is Croatian.
Yes,
yeah, it's Croatian. And my mother's parents were from Poland, but my father's parents were from Croatia.
Mm. Well, Diane, maybe we should wrap it up here. That was excellent. I'm thrilled to learn about the mushroom industries in Burnaby. I mean, you read that there were mushroom farms, but it's the first time I met someone who actually lived on a mushroom farm here. So thanks very much for coming in and sharing your memories with us.
You're welcome.